So we had expected actually more people to come to this meeting. A topic of guests and visitors and traffic and all these things. You know, take the opportunity as well, not so many people, to actually exchange and see what could be done for the next season to sort of try and be better prepared. I think that the community needs to hear that the people who are working here are very tired. We've just had a season which has been as much as the last season. So it's 4 months, and it's 4 months of constantly receiving people who, most of them, always have the same questions, and many of them, as Ayaman said, have the same demands. We're very few people, we're very few Orwellians to face the number of people who are coming. We need people to organize something for school children, Tamil school children coming by the busload, 4, 5, 6 buses every day. They don't speak English, most of them. Somebody needs to be there to talk to them, to explain them, to face them, canalize the energy of people who do not really have any concept of what Auroville stands for, of what it represents. I think, to me, the community needs to understand that we have visitors, we have tourists, we have guests, we have volunteers, and we have potential newcomers. As Ariamani said, we face here all those categories, because this is where they come. And I think that the visitor center certainly has a crucial role to play in this. But I don't think that it is necessarily the only place that has a role to play in this. But yes, what is the impact of that on the wider community? What is the impact of more and more commercial units in Orochilpam opening their doors, selling things there, having showrooms, having sales days, having all these things that sort of attracts people more and more into Orwell? People come here wanting to see something, wanting to interact with Orwellian, wanting this, wanting that. And we do tell them that, listen, we're maybe 1,000 people here. And if we had to answer to this great demand, we would be doing practically nothing else. So, yes, there is a need to organize things for people who are staying here a bit longer than just the casual visitor of tourists. I think this is something that's important, because this interest is a genuine interest. If people come here and they stay in a guest house, they want to have an experience of Orwell. So is it through work? Is it through now saying, okay, we need for the next season to really organize even better than was done this year, a possibility for people to work somewhere? So like that, they can have more of an interaction with Orwellians, with other guests, and feel more part of the community. Or should we say, no, actually, you see, we all came here and we all had the experience that we had. And it is true that the ones who stayed, the ones who are part of this community today, are the people who were ready to jump in and do. And not to sort of sit back and, oh, I am here and I want to be shown and presented so many things. So these are important questions to me.
After this long exploration of different situations, so what we see, personally, I'm not too close to the city or to moved people in certain areas only. I mean, I see that the interest of the people to come in our will are so many, are millions. We can even don't think about why I'm attracted here. Maybe you start because you are attracted from the trees or whatever, or because you are a tourist, but then suddenly, not for everybody, but suddenly to many of them, of us, something happened. So we cannot say, I don't want to close, I want to include as much as possible. I want to open our way and to find solutions, not to close, not to close guest houses, not to be against. So for that, I think the idea to help, to create a service maybe, where we can help the people who is interested, who is really touched from our way, that they want to stay here after a certain numbers of days, to enter, like us, in our work, to build up the city, like us we are doing. So to work with us, to enter, to explore our will through the work, through the body, through the matter, to your hands. You know, this is my point. So you offer your time, you offer your skills to our will. And this is the best way to discover our will, to enter in our will, to know our opinions, to share what we are doing, build the city with us. So, for me, the point is to find this solution. Personally, we see the guest service. There is already a guest service that is somehow is looking on this direction to help them to create a service that help the guests, the visitors, to become part of our city, to become part of our work. Of course, it's a huge work. We have to find resources, people who is really dedicated to that, that are excited to do that, because we have to discover the places where they can work. There are already a lot of places where they can work, we know that. But to organize better that, to find new places, to find inside of units where they can have a little work, to find services that can host them, to find new words, why not? I mean, new words, I don't want to say whatever, but this is a word that we have to prepare and then to offer to them. So the guest houses for me, it's one of the first places where that can happen, to share the information, to help them to go inside of our work. Somehow the guest houses have a very important role. It's the first places where the tourists, where the guests are coming and get in touch with our way. So somehow it's there that something happened or can happen. So it's a pillar of the work that we can do with the guests. Guests who are coming or visitors who are coming for one day, that is much more complicated. And personally, I am for a quota. I mean, the quota of people who can go and see the Madre Mandir. And the other, we have to find solution. That could be also a solution that we can explore. But for the people who is interested, who is touched from our way, they have to. We have to create possibilities for them to enter in our community. This will be the great experience for them. And they can come back to their country and see, and maybe to go on to work for our way. You know, we are talking always about economy without sharing money. I mean, this is also a point that can be used, you know. We can use the work of all the people who is interested in our will to go towards this ideal point. Another point for me is the international zone. When the guest asks where we can go, of course it's not there, we know that it's not built up, but this is something that we have to do. I mean, this is the natural place where the guests can see our will from different point of view. Even guests who are coming only for one day. If there is an international zone where they can explore our point of view on the world, that can be something very great. And for me, the guest service has to be there in the international zone. It's the gate for our will, for the guest to enter in our will. It's the guest service that can share all what we have in our will. The work, the places, the possibility.